Halfway home here on a Wednesday, Brody Darren going to stop by at 1:15. Talk a little Creighton basketball with the Bro Dog. We've talked some Fred Hoiberg today. We've talked a little about Creighton's win last night, Nebraska Butler. The mailbag was a blast. Nicholas Allen Baugh with you all the way until 2 o'clock, and then John and Josh take over on unsportsmanlike conduct. Again, last show of the week for us, because NCAA tournament coverage will be right here, and you can sit back and enjoy the NCAA tournament. And, you know, I'll go through my bracket a little bit later on in the show. But when you look at it, you know, there are two different things. We talked yesterday about upsets, right? Like, one of the things you initially look at is, okay, where are the upsets? Where are they at? I want to, because as we've said, everybody loves to be the guy after an upset happens to say, yeah, I called that. I had that in my bracket. Knew it the whole way. That's basically what everybody wants. So you have that, and then you also have getting the national champion right or your Final Four right. In my opinion, six teams can win the national championship. That's it. 68 teams right now. I think only six of them can truthfully go to Minneapolis on April 8th and cut down nets. And, you know, there's a part of me when I was doing this that hesitated to put Michigan State on the list just because of how banged up they are. And time again, I've found myself wanting to count out Michigan State, you know. Langford, done for the year. Oh, they're done. Nope. Nick Ward, going to be on the shelf for a little while. They're done. Nope. Well, now Arns looks like he's got a bad injury. They're done. I don't know. Because all they continue to do is just win. And to me, it's like whenever you have what wins in March? A great guard. It doesn't get much better than Cassius Winston. I mean, he is outstanding. There isn't a player I trust more in the country than Cassius Winston. Not saying he's the best player in the country. I'm saying trust. I can like a lot of people, but I don't necessarily trust everyone that I like, right? Like, there's a difference. I got a lot of friends that I like. There's some that I trust more than others. He is a guy that I trust. So to me, out of respect and admiration for Winston and Izzo, I'm going to put Michigan State on the list of teams that can win a national title. Let's get the obvious one out of the way. Duke. They're the most talented roster. I mean, they have three lottery picks, for crying out loud. They get a lot of easy baskets. Layups, free throws, transition dunks. Their ability to turn you over and go turn that into points, it's big. I mean, we talked about the Nugget yesterday. Their ability to shoot from three is a concern. They're 339th in the country in three-point percentage. No team has ever won a national championship with that low of a percentage. But no team has also ever had Zion Williamson either, so there's that. They're not a deep team. But listen, can they win it all? Oh, hell yeah. They can absolutely win it all. The next team is Gonzaga. The dirty little secret in my mind all year is, and let me make sure no one's looking when I say this or listening. I've thought they're the best team all year. And yeah, they lost to St. Mary's. Okay, whatever. Randy Bennett is big time good. I've thought all year they're the best team. With the fewest weaknesses, the most balance. They have the best front line in the country. Hachimura and Clark are really good. They're starting to work Killian Tilly back into the equation. Perkins and Norvell complement each other well. They're an older, veteran, experienced team. Their balance in terms of offensive and defensive execution, great. Their balance in terms of front line firepower and backcourt firepower, great. Gonzaga is good enough to win it all. Then you got to look at Michigan. I mean, come on. This team's been here before, right? It's a lot of the same guys made this run last year. All the way to the national championship game. They're loaded with offensive weapons. They got the frontline versatility to make John Beilein's system pop. Brazdeikis is a really hard guy to guard. I love Matthews. I love Poole. Xavier Simpson is tough as nails. Really good passer. Excellent on defense. They absolutely have what it takes to win the whole thing. And then the last two teams are in the same region, the Midwest. North Carolina. Listen, this isn't a vintage North Carolina team in terms of talent. They're not like littered with NBA stars. But they got a lot of the ingredients needed for a Roy Williams team to pop. They got a great lead guard in Coby White. This guy's really good at pushing tempo, getting in the lane. They got two great bigs that can own the paint. Luke May, the grizzled veteran. Cam Johnson, both are seniors. They got the wild card, uber-talented guy, Nasir Little, where he'll make about 1-2 plays a week that make you go, whoa, what? But the big thing is, North Carolina's the best rebounding team in the country. And when you can control the glass, you can control the game, and you can control the tempo. Your ability to offensive rebound gets second-chance opportunities, but it also keeps the opposition from running out in transition because they got to stay in and block out. Ain't no leaking out against Carolina. You leak out, they get offensive tip dunks. And when you can control the defensive glass, you can run, and North Carolina always wants to run. North Carolina, absolutely good enough to win the whole thing. And then lastly, I kind of waffled back and forth, but like, I'm going to put Kentucky on this list. They got dudes, man. PJ Washington, player of the year candidate. Tyler Herro's an excellent wing scorer. Ashton Haggins is rock solid at the PG spot. Keldon Johnson's a really hard matchup. And then, you know, they got the veteran Reed Travis, the grad transfer from Stanford, who provides the maturity and the physicality and, like, the guy that'll do all the little things, right? Like, I'll defend this guy. It's okay. Okay, I'll set screens. You guys can do that. You know, Damon always, I love Damon. Damon's always like, yeah, I got a guy for this. I got a guy for that, right? You ever listen to Damon's like, I got a guy for, like Reed Travis is like that guy. You know, it's like, you need a screener? I got a guy for that. You need a guy to defend in low post one-on-one? I got a guy for that. You need a guy that's just going to rebound the ball? I got a guy for that. Like that, that's Reed Travis. Kentucky protects the rim. They get to the free throw line. They're a team to me that is just like every week they've gotten better. And I like that. I like the makeup of this team. I think they can win it all. So there you go. Six teams I think can cut down nets. And you may be going, Nick, Virginia, Tennessee? I don't think so, man. I don't think Virginia's athletic enough in certain spots. DeAndre Hunter's a pro, but there are times where Virginia looks a little unathletic to me. And again, they run a style that allows teams to just hang around. And when you allow teams to hang around, you're asking for trouble in the NCAA tournament. Because all of a sudden, pressure mounts. And then Tennessee, I just, you know, I don't think they shoot it well enough. And when push comes to shove, I don't know how good their guards are. Admiral Schofield and all these guys, like them a lot. But when push comes to shove, I don't know how good their guards are. I don't think they're great on defense. When you look at all of the top eight seeds, all the one seeds and two seeds, Tennessee has by far the worst defensive efficiency of any of those teams. So, to me, those are the six teams that can win it all. You got North Carolina, Kentucky, Duke, Michigan State, Gonzaga, and Michigan. I have a hard time. I like Texas Tech. I like Buffalo. I like Nevada. I like Houston. You know, there are teams that I like. I don't dislike Virginia. But do I think there's a difference between liking someone and thinking they can win the whole thing? It's just like in the NBA. I like the Denver Nuggets. Do I think the Denver Nuggets can win an NBA championship? I do not.
Not this year.
Not that, you know, like, yeah, even with, like, if you're dating, you can like a girl. There's a difference between liking a girl and loving a girl. There's a difference between loving a girl and marrying a girl. Like, there are layers to this thing. There are layers to this thing. So, there you go. 402-951-1620. I'll still go through some of my bracket later on the show. Brody Darren going to stop by in about a half hour. If you got a thought, hit me up. You can email me, nick@1620thezone.com. You can hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh, 402-951-1620. We'll put a bow on the 12 o'clock hour. We come back.